Oh, Ski Mask told me if you keep playing that song, this channel can't be monetized. And I told him, I don't give a fuck. This show is all about playing with boys, and I'll be goddamned if I'm going to bend my knee to the YouTube lords that want to take money out of my pocket for playing one of the great songs of our generation. So I will continue to playing with the boys at the top of the show, because money is gay, caring about money is gayer, and I hate money unless you want a super chat. In that case, as we all know, the ground rules for this fucking piece of shit show, all super chats are read immediately, all comments are read at some point during the show if they're worthwhile. So if you have any sports queries or questions, you're welcome to not super chat them if you are also poor. But since we're not monetized, appreciate the super chat. Anywho, who cares about money? Money is gay. It's episode 56 of Sports Mass Collective. I am live on location in Bristol, Vermont, in a cabin in Vermont. I was hoping to do this outside, but it's pouring rain and has been for days. We're probably all going to die. Who cares? But yes, we're live from Vermont this week. I have a guest calling in a matter of moments, which will probably make my computer melt and make this all for nothing. And that is the goddamn show. Where do we begin? Where do we ever begin? Well, we have to begin with the Jets' win last week, the season-saving win against the Eagles. They had to have a win against one of these teams to have any hope for this season, and they did it last week. If you watched the show, last week's show, you know you shouldn't be surprised. I pretty much said they have a good chance of winning the game. Stan Stradamus, what else is new? I picked them with the points, and they won straight up, like I said. So, now, surprise, no. Good win, yes. Were they expected to win by the masses? Of course not. The Eagles are supposedly one of the better teams in the league. But, as I told you last week, we have one of the best defenses in the league. And a good defense can match up with any team. And they did just that last week. Once again, almost in spite of Zach Wilson. But listen, Zach Wilson did enough to win the game, and that's all he has to do. That's all he can do for starters, as we've seen. He can't win a game on his own, and he was still dinking and dunking and funking and junking. But the defense showed up, especially in the second half. The Eagles didn't even put up a point in the second half, supposedly one of the highest-powered offenses in the league. So before I even get to the specifics of that game, I think the AFC, you have the Eagles, and you have the 49ers in the NFC. Other than that, I think the AFC has a lot more solid teams in it this year. Proven once again by a two and three Jets team at the time beating the 5-1 Eagles. Yeah, the defense nearly single-handedly won that game, really. Four takeaways, which led to four field goals and the last interception set up the touchdown. We essentially won it. Yeah, we won it without a NFL quarterback and a barely professional offensive line on top of it. And again, in the first half, it's 4th and 5. They're going for it. And Wilson once again throws a 3-yard out to a tight end. He did the same thing at the end of the game against the Chiefs. You give yourself a chance or just throw a pick down the field. He continues to make terrible mistakes. And it's bittersweet to watch Garrett Wilson play with Zach Wilson, because Wilson, week after week, continues to make elite plays. I mean, he's one of the best young receivers in the league, if not the best young receiver in the league. And it's just bittersweet to think about what he could be doing this year with a real quarterback, much less Aaron Rodgers. Hold on. My guest is retarded. Let me see if I could this is how you do it, because I don't have a producer, I don't have any money, so I got to send the link live on the air. Let's try this one more time. Where the great Victor Marca. I don't claim to say this is a surprise. I tweeted it out. Hold on, calm down, everyone. Well, I do this. Yes, super chats read immediately. Regular chats read whenever I goddamn feel like getting to them, if at all. So if you want something read or answered, shell out a couple bucks, you fucking pieces of shit. It's demonetized already because of playing with the boys. So, oh, I think I sent him a G and it's a Q. Let's try that. Yeah. And if we had any semblance of a quarterback, and I know the offensive line stinks. Oh, the Jets offensive line stinks. But I'm telling you, if we had any semblance of an NFL quarterback, and I'm not being hyperbolic, the Jets could be 5-1, maybe even 6-0. Look at the games we lost without an offensive line and without a quarterback. With that defense, and Breece Hall, again, is a top 5 NFL running back. There's no denying it at this point. The kid is a beast. The kid is a monster, making plays out of nothing without an offensive line. Yeah, I truly believe with a real quarterback, the Jets could easily be 5-1 this year. Probably even 6-0, for sure 4-2. But we're 3-3 because we have an idiot at quarterback, and we don't want to ground and pound it. But we beat the Eagles. Fuck Philly. The downfall of Philly is on. They lost last night. They're now tied with the Diamondbacks at 2-2. I said it last week. Stancil Sotiris, the downfall of Philly has started with the Eagles. Lost to our elite defense and running game last week. And it's going to continue. Philly people are trash. Total mongoloids. I like them better than Boston a little bit just because Boston is pure trash and they've won too much. But Philly hasn't won enough in the last few years as well. And they try to act like the underdog. You guys have won enough championships with the Phillies. So you get no, I don't give a fuck about people from Philly. They're mushmouths. They're trash. As you know, they've threw up on children on purpose at their stadiums. They've thrown snowballs at Santa Claus while booing him. Just not good people, not good people. And looking forward to see the Phillies crash and burn. Bryce Harper is a douchebag at every turn. Stay tuned. I know he had a couple big home runs. Stay tuned, folks. Stancil Sotiris, he does it every year. I guarantee you he fails in a big spot at some point remaining in this series. You could take that to the bank because Bryce Harper is a child, a very weak-minded person, similar to LeBron where he has all the skills, but he's just weak-minded and a douchebag. So Bryce Harper will fail. The fall of Philly is on thanks to the Jets starting the downfall. And, yeah, just watch and tell me I'm right next week because that's what we do pretty much every week here. Let's see. Yeah. So I think that pretty much wraps up that. I mean, listen, Jalen Hurts also has got to figure out how to throw a football if they want to win anything. He was nothing great in that Eagles-Jets game either. The last pick, the guy was in double coverage. He threw it right to him. So anybody thinking Jalen Hurts is an elite QB, he's got a long way to go. He's great with the – you know I love my mobile black running backs. But Jalen Hurts has a long way to go if he wants to be considered any type of top of the league. I put Tua in front of him already. Obviously, Mahomes. Whatever. I'm not going to waste my time going down the list of quarterbacks who are better than Hurts. But, yeah, Hurts also sucked last week, which didn't help the Eagles. But Jets did what they got to do. 4 turnovers. I mean, that's all you need. If you figure out a way to lose a game with 4 turnovers, then you got problems. And the Jets almost did that. You know, the offense is so anemic. They still almost lost with the 4 turnovers, but they pulled through. Now they have a bye week this week. They play the Giants coming out of their bye. That's going to be the Giants' biggest game of the year. That's all they're going to have left to play for after they get worked by the Commanders, the Redskins this week, excuse me. So while that looks like it's going to be a head stomping for the Jets next week, the Giants, all they will have to do the rest of the season is to play spoiler And playing the Jets in their own stadium is essentially going to be all that's left of their season after this week. So not an automatic win for the Jets next week, although they should win. And should they win, they'd be 4-3 in a tough AFC East, which we'll get to in a minute. My guest, I think, is retarded, but he should hopefully be coming on in a minute. Oh, it's time for the week seven, the NFL, the quickest season of all pro sports, as opposed to the NBA, which is the longest season of all pro sports, which never ends. It starts this week, starts this coming week, and essentially goes through June, if you can believe it. We pay attention around Christmas, then we forget about it again at the NFL playoffs, and then once the NFL playoffs die off, we pay attention again. But the NBA season is sprawling, whereas the NFL season, we're almost already halfway through, if you can believe it. Division's taking shape, playoff seeds taking shape. Victor, I don't know what your problem is. I'll try to send it one more time. Otherwise, who cares? The problem is if I do a lot of things on this computer. I'm just going to send you a picture of the link, Victor. Victor, I'm sending you a picture of the link. Type it in wherever you will, but that's the link. Hopefully you get here in time for the picks. Because we got another show coming up hot at 1:30. I'll have an in-person guest here in the old cabin. And we will have a very special guest as well. He goes by one Dalton Pruitt. Will be showing up on the flagship show at 1:30. Yes, the week seven power rankings. People aren't going to like it. Maybe they will. Who gives a shit? Here we go. Week seven power rankings. The Chiefs remain number one, the class of the league, the best all-around team in the league, from quarterback to weapons to defense. You can argue it, but you'd be wrong because I'm always right. Chiefs number one. I still got the Dolphins number two. Way too many weapons on offense. Way too many weapons on offense. And a quarterback who can throw the ball and run the ball. I know the defense isn't the best, but when you put up seven, I mean, what did I see? The Dolphins are the first team since Johnny Unitas, I think 1950-something, that has had 15 passing touchdowns and 15 rushing touchdowns in the first 6 weeks of a season. They're putting up historical numbers this year. So if you want to try to tell me the 49ers are in front of the Dolphins, good for you. You're wrong. They're not. I've watched a lot of the 49ers. Everybody keeps telling me how good they are, and I understand they keep winning, but they just don't do it for me. I know Brock Purdy is good. As your bow-tied partner to say last week, he believes in Brock Purdy. It's Brock Purdy at quarterback at the end of the day, guys. I don't know. I'm not sold on the Niners, but the Niners are third in the power rankings. Lo and behold, look who creeped up to number four in old Stansel Power. The Detroit Lions at number four, proving themselves to be a real team. We'll get to their game right after this for this week. And then at number five, still in the top five, even after the loss to the Jets, I have the Eagles. Like I said, the Jets have one of the best, if not the best, all-around defense in the league. So there's no shame in losing to them. But they did drop. I had them up at three last week, I believe. The Eagles falling down to five. Keep in mind, the Jets had four cornerbacks available. They didn't have their number one cornerback in the league, Sauce Gardner. They only had four available and still beat the Eagles last week. Keep that in mind, too. Not to mention our defensive line is just absolute juggernauts. And then you throw Mosley and Quinton Williams, linebackers behind them, and good luck. Good luck. At this point, they've proven they're real. I'll put us up against anybody. We've proven we go up against the Chiefs. They barely squeak by. We beat the Bills, who stink. I'll get to the Bills when I get to their game. I think the Bills, at this point, safe to say, the Bills kind of stink. They played a game against the Giants. They were going back and forth. So I don't know what's going on in Buffalo, but the Bills stink this year. So top five, Chiefs, Dolphins, Niners, Lions, Eagles. I'll give you a bonus this week as we let our piece of shit guests settle in.
What's going on in the Buffalo,
background here?
But the Bills stink this year.
Turn me down, you idiot.
So top five, Chiefs, Dolphins, Niners, taking Lions.
Why am I listening to myself, you idiot? Take me off. Why am I listening to myself? The Bengals at six. Don't look now. The Bengals are putting it together. I liked them at the beginning of the year. I was worried about Burrow's injury. Burrow is back. They're flaunting it. They're doing it. They're really doing it. So the Bengals at six, look for them if they continue. They have a bye week this week. A lot of big buys this week. Bengals, Cowboys, Jets. Not that that's a big buy. It's another team too. I got the Ravens still at seven. I got the Jags at eight. Be on the lookout for the Jags as well, rising in these rankings. They appear to be put it together, which I expected. I got the Bills at nine still. They still have weapons. They still have Josh Allen. But, boy, they got to put it together. Cowboys all the way down at 10 after being the top five a mere few weeks ago. Let's see if our piece of shit guest figured out how to do a podcast yet. Well, now I'm waiting on my goddamn computer. There he is.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Holy shit, fuck.
Victor Marca. Go ahead, caller. What do you have?
First time, a long time, boy.
Not the first time. How are you doing? Not the first time, and it hasn't been that long.
I fucking love that cabin.
Now, what are you showing off? That you exercise? Is that what you're trying to do? That you have a bike and you have an elliptical? Are you trying to pretend that you exercise?
I get on the bike all the time. I don't do anything, but I get on.
You sit on there. Take the seat off and take a, and plop that little asshole right on there.
You see these towels here? I stole them from casinos.
Well, there so you go. Every time I lose,
you see those? Yeah, those are all from the casinos. Little Shades trick, go down to the gym. You can take as many of those as you want. They won't find out.
Someone call Ray DeVito. Tell him. Hey, Ray DeVito loves towels. What's up, Victor? Thank you for joining me, I guess. Third guest in 3 weeks. Sports Mass Collective popping off. Going through all the heavy hitters. We had White Julio. We had the Bowtied Bartender. Now Victor. Maybe we'll get Julio next week. What's the score? What's the state of the union in Mr. Victor's world? What's going on?
In the town of Pittston, I just had lunch in a dive diner.
Did with you drink? Did you have a drink?
Yeah, we had basically the trap house is getting people today, and we had to figure out what we needed.
Oh, the boys trap, the husband trap house.
Big college football day. They're all planning out their lives for their wives and shit like that. They drop.
Why don't you remind everyone, because you told us about that last season. Remind everyone about this adult trap house, because I love it.
That's perfect. It really is. This is the time of the year, right? Because it's about Saturday, Sunday football. Like you said, it's a quick hit. They got basically, 15, 20 weeks to enjoy.
I don't know if Victor died or if my computer just sucks. In any case, Victor, you're frozen on my screen, but it could just be my piece of shit computer.
I think it's your connection. It's your connection.
There you go.
But the trap house, how far did I get? I'm basically, it's a divorcee guy's house. Everybody's allowed to do whatever they want there. Lots of shrooms, lots of acid, tons of smoke.
Are you going to go over there today?
Yeah, I got I have a stop by. I'm picking up the pizza for us, which is the only which is the only legal thing that's actually being brought there.
Nice.
Yeah, no. And all these guys are fucking degenerates. They lie to their wives. I don't know how any woman believes them, that they're fucking not smoking up and they come home stoned.
What do they tell their wife? By the way, I am a man of my word. Super chats read immediately. Regular chats I'll get to whenever the fuck I feel like. Deadfool 1999 FJS. That means fuck Jim Stansel. Victor, your thoughts?
In which hole?
Right. Now, what do you think about what is the we have the State of the Union on Victor's life? No casino gambling lately?
Oh yeah, I'm broke as fuck. Yeah. No luck.
That's good.
No luck.
Yeah, I haven't been getting my my fuckboy invites out west, so I figure we have to go on another gaycation. How do you feel about sports? Where are you at on sports these days? Are you watching? Do you care? Are you gambling? Are you betting on sports? Do you care?
You know me. I'm not a sports guy. I don't like
here.
Betting on human beings because they let you down all the time.
Oh, sad.
It's clearly the easiest way to go at it. I watch. I watch a lot. You nailed it with the Eagles, which is they're no longer the underdog, but they still fucking think they are, and it's irritating.
It is irritating, you piece of shit Philly fans. Now, are you a Pittsburgh or Philly guy?
Well, we had family that played with at Pitt, so we're all Pittsburgh fans.
Okay, yeah, good. Pitt has class. I like Pittsburgh. I've always had the Steelers have always been one of my tertiary AFC favorites. I have a Jerome Bettis jersey because they used to call me the bus. Right. I used to play backyard football, really one of the greats, and I used to truck people. I was really one of the great backyard running backs in Stanford football history. So I have a soft spot for the Pittsburgh Steelers and a blue-collar town, a blue-collar people, and certainly not as trashy as people from Philadelphia.
They have more self-respect in Pittsburgh, where Philly, yeah, Philly is more like they belong in the South somewhere, kind of, you know, trailer parks, things like that. You know,
now I don't normally read these poor people chats until we do their section of the show. Yeah. But Chris says, "Morning, Stanza, can I buy a kiss?" If you watch a few weeks ago, someone paid us $100 for me and White Julio to kiss. Now you're not in person, but I'll do a virtual smoochie for $20 super chat. How about that? I'll cut everyone a deal. I know Victor loves his smoochies. Right, Victor?
Yeah, listen, I trademarked it.
All right, let's get back to some sports we have a big real show with good guests coming up at 1:30.
Fair point.
There are essentially, folks, there's a lot of a lot of the big teams has buys this week. Hold on, I'm a man. Little Lemmy, $5. Jags kicked some ass. Yes. Little Lemmy, I'm going to get to the Jags. Jags, I was high on at the beginning of the year, and I never wavered. I knew they would figure it out. I said at the end of last year, I think Trevor Lawrence proved himself as a top five NFL QB, and now they're already putting it together. So I will get to the Jags. Because they already played this week. My bad, Little Lemmy. Yeah. They played Thursday night, had another win. Now they have one game in 23 days, so they're going to be fresh as fuck. And the Saints, listen, I watched most of that game, in and out of consciousness because I smoked a blunt. The Saints have a lot of talent, but I just never like David Carr, like, wears eyeliner or something. It looks like he was always wearing eyeliner. It seems gay. I think it's his eyelashes, but right. Something about that for me, he'll never win. That said, they held off the Saints on the road, who have some high powered offense with Kamara back and Michael Thomas back. They did what they had to do in pretty impressive fashion. I don't think the final score was as close as that game led on. The Jags took care of business in New Orleans. And now they have, like I said, they have one game in the next 23 days. So they're going to be fresh as fuck for the second half of the year. Thank you, Little Lemmy. Chris, $2. You are a good sport, Stansel. It's too bad for $5 more, for $3 more, he could have had a smoochie. But thank you anyway, Chris. That's nice of you. And we got one more. Jesus, they're pouring it now, Victor. You really get the money out of people. $5 hype train choo-choo. Ooh. Wow, thank you. We don't do the hype train here because we have some respect left for ourselves, but I'll do the hype train in my mind, and I'll leave that up on the screen for you. How about that? Anyway, as I was saying, three games basically this week that have any carry any importance. The Lions and Ravens unexpectedly, very interesting game. The 5-1 Lions against the Ravens, who have with Lamar Jackson and their team, always a force in the league. So that is a very interesting game. We'll get to the picks, obviously. So I'm not going to go too far. But I think the Lions, if the Lions win this one, well, listen, the Lions are already in the driver's seat of that. They could go to sleep and still win that division at this point with the teams in their division. So Lions are going to coast into the playoffs already. You could mark that down, winning that division. So this is really more power ranking wise in the league to make a statement, especially for the NFC. So you got the Lions, Ravens, the Chiefs and Chargers. That one's on my radar. It seems like the Chiefs should blow it out, but that's an interconference game, interdivision game, I should say. A classic matchup of the Chiefs and Chargers. The Chiefs have been a little flim-flam, so I want to see if the Chargers show up, if they give the Chiefs a game, if the Chiefs end up blowing them out, if they can right the ship a little bit. And you know, again, I have them on my rankings, but because they are who they are until proven otherwise. But a loss here to a Chargers would make it very interesting for the Chiefs at this point. And then, of course, Sunday night, the game of the week, the Dolphins-Eagles. Statement game for both teams, potentially. We'll talk a little more about that when we pick it. Victor, any thoughts on those before we get to run through the comments and get to the picks?
Yeah, this is a shitty season, man. I love the Lions, what they're doing, but otherwise, everything else sucks a dick. We were talking about the Steelers. Their defense coordinator couldn't be more fucking terrible. We've really got to get rid of just fucking everybody on that squad. The Bills, I don't understand what the fuck is going on there. They should be good, but somehow they have football aides and they're not doing anything. And somehow the Jets, who should be absolutely terrible, keep showing up to these games.
Well, the defense showed. The defense, as I said from the beginning of the year, it's undeniable now for people who haven't watched the Jets. The defense is a top three, if not the best all-around defense in the league, period, stop, from D-line to D-backs all the way through. They believe in themselves. They show up, especially after last week.
They play like maniacs. It's great.
It's only going to go up. Oh, God. Now these Super Chats are throwing off the show. Now I remember why I hate Super Chats. Frankie Nigdonald, 199. Florida is all trash. Jags over Jim Stansel. That's not nice. Roasted.
Boom, roasted.
Oh, Dead Fool coming in hot, 1999. Also, fuck Jim Stansel in the ass and mouth. Victor?
Been there, done that. That's the cost of a plane ticket if anybody else is interested.
Let's see. Now let's go through the poor chats, see if there's anything worth answering here. Richard Kish, hello. What up, Kish? Corporate America is gay, of course. This isn't a garage. No, we're at the cabin at the foothills of the Green Mountains. Like I said, I was hoping to do this outside, but it's been pouring rain here all for 24 hours. I got a river in the back. Maybe on the next show, I'll try to do some kind of tour. Is the Silk City Hot Sauce guy Tom Cassidy's father? Yes, Decline host, yes. BYB, I missed the mic that was cracky and scratchy. Yeah, I apologize. Shout out Vinny Cash for sending me a real microphone, making
That's
me a real boy.
Gorgeous, buddy. That's a great mic.
I'm a great guy.
You're professional. When did this happen?
A couple weeks ago, the great Vinny Cash finally pulling me out. Now, if he would only buy me a new computer, we'd really be rolling so I could actually have other guests on instead of one person all the time. Victor Marquez is a beautiful boy, says Richard Kish. Care to comment?
Yeah, well, Kish is a beautiful guy. I do a threesome with him. It's not a problem. The devil's
thing. Wow, I'm sure this is a serious, serious chat. Severius Brandusa. I can't believe I'm talking to the celebrity himself. I'm sure he's talking about me. Did you know this guy was on Gino's show? He's going places, and I'm his biggest fan. Wow. I'm sure there is no sarcasm involved.
No. He's a good man.
Barry Stevens is an idiot. Barry Stevens says it's all rigged, all set up for Aaron Rodgers to make his triumphant return and lead the Jets to a Super Bowl. Well, the first part makes you an idiot, thinking the NFL is rigged, having thousands of guys in on one thing and nobody finding out about it. The second part, though, is true, which is why I say the Jets are very much alive, especially if they come out of this bye and beat the Giants as they should and go to 4-3. They're going to be a wild card team with the Dolphins in their division, obviously. But yes, if they can tread water, stay in the scene, and if Rodgers is actually, if he thinks he can come back with a few games left in the regular season, as he continues to say,
you never know
what happened. Please, Victor.
Paulie Walnuts. You don't think the refs have a fucking NFL script? Like,
I don't think the refs have an NFL script. I think the refs have tendencies. I think the refs are human, which is all you idiots forget. You have a Chiefs team who everybody knows is undeniable, or the sexy team, for example.
Sure.
Or they have any of these big name teams. They're human.
In the 70s, the refs had a boner for them. They loved making calls.
Yeah, so they're going to be more apt to throw a flag for these bigger teams, these bigger market teams. But I think that's just being human. I don't think there's some Alex Jones.
I think I think the commission comes in on the top and says, "Yeah, guys, these are the four teams we're shooting for this year." You know.
Well, I think even that, and I'm sorry if I'm talking over you. Every now and then you freeze, but I don't know if that's my end or your end.
I think it's your fucking dumb New Hampshire, wherever the fuck you are.
The Wi-Fi here is great. It's this piece of shit computer, but that's okay.
That's a new computer.
Somebody buy me a computer. But yeah, anywho. All right, well, we can agree to disagree. That might be true. These are the teams we're going to try, but I don't think so. I just don't think so.
Okay.
Philly people love you, Stancil. Oh, that's nice. Too bad they're all trash.
No, it's trash people love being shit on. It's perfect.
I'm a bit of a trash, although I am kind of classy.
Yeah, we are garbage. No, you're not. You're garbage. Outside of fucking lacrosse, you're garbage.
Wow, Richard Kish with some harsh, harsh words. I'm a fan of both teams, but the Jets and the Mets are losers. Tough being a fan these days. It is. This is the first year. I said it before, I think last week with Bowtie Bartender. This is the first year I haven't been to a Mets game in my entire life, literally. I only went to one last year.
Not missing out. I still can't believe how hot they started this year. I know it happens every year, but it was looking phenomenal.
Oh, they do the same thing every year. The Stabbing Cabin. I like that. Frankie McDonald.
Wasn't that a porn channel? Captain Stabbing.
Captain Stabbing, one of my favorite nautical adventures. Captain Stabbing, of course. I'm sorry, Dead Fool. I missed $4.99 all aboard.
Ooh.
Oh, that was for the hype train. You want to do the hype train?
I don't know.
Good. There you go.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, Ski Mask Media. Does Victor eat ass? Take that as a yes. Anything else worth? Stancil, are you a reptilian? I mean, the sunglasses, Jared Merlnick. Well, you're probably a Jew, so good luck to your people. I have no dog in the fight. I think the Christians, Victor, what do you think? Shouldn't us Christians just say fuck both of these sides out there and just take back the whole fucking area from these Israelis and Palestinians?
We're the ones that put them there. We're the ones that put them there. Fucking Woodrow fucking Wilson or FDR, one of those motherfuckers, and Churchill. We're the ones that put them there like dummies.
Right. So it's the old thing your mother used to say. I brought you into this world and I'll take you out. We made Israel an actual country. We made Palestine an actual country. It's time to bring back the Crusades. Put an end to all these,
these
Mongoloids. Let's go, Crusades. Catholic, Catholic, Catholic. Woo! Anywho, this isn't a politics show. Uh-oh. Oh, it's Ski Mask Media. It's definitely Victor's reception. Yours is good, Stancil. So fuck
you. I got strong bars.
I'll give you a strong bar. I got a strong bar right here. Hold on. My next guest. It's a whole thing. Hold on. My next guest is texting me about my address here. Here in Vermont. Here in Bristol, Vermont.
Bristol, Vermont.
Yes, I got the, I'll try to do, maybe I'll have Ski Mask send me a phone link and I'll give you a tour of the property on the next show.
If you know what I mean.
Ski Mask Media, one more before we get to the, picks. Victor seems off today. Is everything okay? Lose some money?
We addressed this in the beginning. Yeah. I'm broke as fuck. I'm ready to suck some dick.
And on that note, folks. Thanks, honey. You hear the music. You know what the fuck time it is when you hear the music on what show is this? Sports Mass Collective. It's time for the picks for week 7 of the NFL season. I am over 500 for the year. You're all pieces of shit. You all watch shows of people who don't know anything about sports. So now you're in the right place. Watching a real sports show with a real athlete and another guy. So now we're going to get to the picks for week 7 of your National Football League year as I try to load something on my phone. All right. Hold on. We got the Raiders at the Bears. Bears are getting 3.5. Let's call our Chicago correspondent as we always do. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Raiders at Bears. Bears getting 3.5.
Oh, I'm walking out of work. What is this spread?
Raiders at Bears. Bears getting 3.5 at home.
Well, my boyfriend's going to be in town? Jimmy G's going to be here?
No, he's on my show right now, actually.
Oh, hi, Victor.
Hey, baby.
He said, hey, baby. Don't call her baby. I'll kill you. No, both starting quarterbacks are out. Both starting quarterbacks are out this week.
Oh, shit. Then I'll still take the Bears.
All right. Kelly took the Bears. Kelly's a big... KB, the beautiful KB in the chat said to say hi, Kelly. You guys should get together and make some content.
What? You're breaking up.
KB said hi.
That's not how cellular reception works.
All right, I'm going to let you go. Anything you want to say?
No, I'll talk to you after.
I'm going to call you on the next show for that picture you sent me.
Oh, goody.
All right, goodbye. Kelly picks the Bears. As I said, both starting quarterbacks are out. Both of these teams are a mess. I'm taking the Raiders -3.5. Give the ball to Jacobs. Get the ball in Devontae Adams' hand. Call it a day. Get out of there with a win. Victor?
I think the Bears are going to ruin their draft position. So, yeah, of course they're going to win.
So you're going with the Bears?
Yeah, 100%.
Bears plus the points.
They can't fucking lose like they're supposed to.
All right, we got the Browns at the Colts. Colts getting 2.5. It looks like Deshaun Watson will be out once again. Victor, you can go first on this one.
Give me the Colts. I have a soft spot for them. I don't know how they're going to pull it off, but with Deshaun Watson out, maybe.
Great take, insightful take there. I obviously like the Browns. Their backup running back is proven to be a good running back. They got a few more weapons than the Colts. The Colts have nothing without Anthony Richardson. I don't believe in them at all. Give me the Bears -2.5, less than a field goal. They'll win by a field goal or more. Getting picked by 78% of people, the Browns at -2.5, by the way. All right, we got the Bills at the Patriots. Patriots getting 8.5. I'd like you to take this one first. Vinny Cash says football is gay.
It is gay, but this is a battle of who fucking sucks more. I think Belichick has the better ability to lose because he wants a nice draft pick. I think Bills actually have weapons. They should be fucking winning, but they're fucking full on retarded. So Patriots, hold it.
Yeah, I think this is obviously a make or break week for the Bills. Interdivisional game once again here. Belichick might be coaching for his job, believe it or not. I mean, he might want out of there. Mm-hmm. There's a little team called the Chargers on the West Coast who are looking for a coach who have a quarterback that would pair up extremely well with Bill Belichick. I mean, you could have shades of another dynasty. You get Herbert and Belichick together again. You heard it here first. Just throwing that out there, folks. Yes, you heard it here first about that. So keep an eye on that. That said, yeah, the 1-5 Patriots. What's that?
Look at the points. What is this? 8 points? 9 points?
Plus 8.5. Patriots getting 8.5 at home. I'm taking the Patriots plus the points. Belichick playing for his life. I think the Bills need to win this game themselves. The Bills at 4-2, but falling fast. I have a feeling the Patriots are going to just pull this one out outright, frankly. Belichick always has a game plan for these interdivisional games. He's playing for his life. The Bills are trending downward. I think this is the game, as I've already realized, I think this is the game the rest of the country realizes the Bills are back to being a middle-of-the-road team where they came into this year as a top-of-the-league team. Give me the Patriots and 8.5 at home. And if the Patriots do lose this game, stay tuned, folks. Hashtag, as Aaron Berg would say, stay the fuck tuned. The Washington Redskins at the New York Giants. It's basically a pick'em. Giants getting 1.5 at home. Commanders only minus 1.5, sitting at 3-3. This is one of my easier picks of the week. Give me the Commanders minus 1.5. The Giants are in straight free fall mode. I think Tyrod Taylor is actually starting this week. Adios, Pantalones, Giants. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you the whole way. I think the Giants are going to suck a big fat dick. It's not a good thing. The Commanders are going to marry.
Depends who you are, if it's good or a thing.
Yep.
If you like big fat cocks, it's not a bad thing.
No, that's what I said. The Commanders are going to go full Jim Norton this week.
And yeah, take congrats. Friend of the show. He watches the show. Congrats, Jim, for marrying a dude. Now, the Falcons go to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay minus 2.5. Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, no, it's
both teams at Falcons 3-3, Bucks 3-2.
It's just fucking hard to believe that these two teams are actually not like in worse shape right now. So I'm going with the Falcons, but honestly, these are fucking shitty teams. This is why this season's been kind of shitty the whole way. You know what I mean? There's like three or four good teams, and everybody else just kind of is playing JV. You know.
Yes, I get what you're saying, and I do think that while this isn't, I didn't mention these in the games of the week because it's not, but I think this is another very interesting game for you folks to see what happens in here, because these are, like you said, these are both two teams nobody expected much out of. Like I said, Falcons 3-3, Bucks 3-2, both can have a winning record after, the winner will have a winning record after this game, essentially. Yeah. More than a quarter of the way through the year. Very similar teams, skill-wise, I think. I'm going Buccaneers just because they're at home, and it's only minus 2.5, not even a field goal. Give me the Bucs at home, but I think this is an interesting game. It'll tell us a lot about the weeks going forward. Here you go, one of my three games of the week. We got the Lions going to Baltimore, the 5-1 Lions going to the 4-2 Ravens. In Baltimore, Lions getting 3.5 on the road.
I want the Lions. I'm rock hard for the Lions. I think
rock hard for the Lions. T-shirt.
Rock hard. I think I love. They're not. They are basically like the Jets for Detroit, but they haven't been pulling the same bullshit that the Jets threw throughout the season. Like when they normally fuck up. Normally, Detroit by this time has so many losses, it's kind of throw the season away. They've got a great team. They're doing better than they did with Sanders back in the day. I'm rock hard. Lions the
rock hard for the Lions. Victor is hard. Victor has a blood flowing to his member for the Lions, folks. Well, I don't have a sexual member that is erect. However, I am also going with the Lions in this game, making a statement on the league. I think this is the game they needed to be in the conversation about being on the top of the league because they've been doing it against mediocre teams. I think the Ravens are a good team. I think the Lions are a better team. I think the Lions have David Montgomery in the run game. Amon-Ra St. Brown from the Mummy movies at wide receiver. Their quarterback is doing it. Defense is decent enough. I got the Lions going 6-1, making a statement. They want to make a statement against one of these AFC teams. The NFC needs the Lions to make a statement, frankly. As I said earlier, the AFC teams on paper all seem more powerful, but this is one of those games the Lions can really make a statement here. That's a 1 o'clock game on Sundays. Hopefully you people get that or can illegally stream it somewhere. Fuck them. The Steelers go to LA to play the Rams. Rams minus 3.5. I want to pick the Steelers. You heard me talk about how I like Pittsburgh. However, I can't pick the Steelers. I just can't do it on the road. I've been picking them a lot this year. They have a lot of these close spreads this year. I think the Pickett to Pickens connection will eventually be a thing. I don't think it's there yet. Najee Harris continues to underproduce. TJ Watt is trending towards being out this week on defense. Give me the Rams. To no credit of the Rams, other than being a decent NFL team, give me the Rams minus 3.5 at home. Rack me.
Yeah, I'm a Steelers boy on this one, I think. Pickett's finally starting to figure things out. It's not going to help them this year. It's going to actually cause a problem by them doing better every time they fucking win another game, because we need a good draft pick next year, but fuck it. I think they're going to win. I think, I don't think the defense is going to.
Victor froze again for me. I don't know if he's doing that for other people. We're just going to move on to the next game. Victor chose the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, we got a battle of the birds in Seattle. Let me tell you, folks, as Norm MacDonald may have once said, ladies and gentlemen, this game is for the birds. It's the Cardinals at the Seahawks in Seattle, home of the 12-man. Seattle minus 7.5 at home. Victor, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think the birds. I like the cards, man. And I don't know if with 7.5, man. They're getting 7.5 points, right? So
yep.
I like the cards on this. I don't know how the over is fucking 45.5 though. I take the under all day.
My gut reaction here is the Seahawks, but I'm going with the Cardinals. As I said all along, I've never believed in Geno Smith. He has flashes of excellence and blows it when it matters, as he continues to prove. So I'll be honest, I have no rhyme or reason here. I just think the Cardinals at 1-5, one of these teams that are due to come out fired up against another bird team, maybe. I don't fucking know. Give me the Cardinals at 7.5, and let's move on. Here's another piece of shit game. The 2-3 Packers go to Denver to play the 1-5 Broncos. A lot of really bad games this week. Broncos, basically a pick 'em. Broncos getting 1.5 at home. You got to think the Broncos are going to win a second game at some point, right? But at the same time, I my gut again and wants to go with the Packers here. They do have weapons on offense. They need somebody to get them the ball. Fuck it. I'm going with my gut. I'm going with the Packers minus 1.5 and the Broncos going to 1-6.
Yeah, I mean, the Mile High Stadium isn't going to make a difference this year. The Broncos suck such a dick. They're not going to be able to do anything there. They're ineffective everywhere. I think the Packers can get a play together every once in a while. And if it's a pick 'em, I'm taking the Packers. That's it. I also think the fucking over at 45 is retarded. I'm sorry. Fucking retarded.
Thank you for correcting that. All right, your game of the week on Sunday night. We'll all have our wives. Our wives will hopefully either be in bed or incapacitated due to blunt force trauma. That's right, folks. It's the game. You're going to want to get your kids in bed, lock their doors from the outside, let them cry. Let your kids cry. Let them learn. Strike your wife if she gives you even an ounce of pushback on sitting down and watching all 4 hours of this Sunday night game. Tell your turn off your phone. Tell your boss you quit if you have to watch this game Sunday night. We got the Dolphins going to the shithole that is Philadelphia. Philly -1.5. Again, basically a pick 'em. Vegas, it looks like 55% of people are taking the Dolphins to 45% of the Eagles. So even the picks are a pick 'em. I'll go first here. Yep. I will go first here. You saw in my rankings the Dolphins are still above the Eagles. The Dolphins, as I said at the top, are putting up historical offensive numbers. If you missed the top of the show, the second team since Johnny Unitas to have 15 passing and 15 rushing touchdowns in the first six games of the season. They are on pace to do astronomical numbers. And as you saw last week, the Philly defense, while, you know, the Jets didn't score a ton of points, they scored enough. And Hurts, again, still hasn't put it together this year. For all the reasons listed above, give me the Dolphins +1.5. Folks, don't be surprised if this is not a close game, if the Dolphins win going away. I think they are a superior product to the Eagles. Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Jets have kicked off what is going to be an absolute fucking NFC shit show for the Eagles. So everybody they're going up against is going to get burned on. It's time for AFC to show the Eagles what they are. And I think Jets, Dolphins, I just think everybody's – the Eagles are going to shit a bed in a way that they've never shit a bed. I do like the over on this one, though, dude. 51.5 I'm looking at. I would take that.
Yeah, that's not bad. There you go. A little bonus bet from old Victor, our Vegas correspondent, of course. Yep. All right, the Monday night game should probably suck, but you never know with the NFL. That's why college football absolutely blows, which is why I have no problem doing it today because all those games stink. We got the 49ers on the road in Minnesota. The 5-1 Niners going to the 2-4 Vikings. Vikings are getting 7.5 at home. Victor, your last pick of the week. What do you think?
I'm Dan Soder the whole way. After I saw this comedy bit, I'm a Niners fan. That's it. That's all there is to it. So with the 7.5, I say we roll with them.
Yep. Yeah, I can't deny it. I'm a fucking rider. You don't want to fuck with me. I'll take the Niners -7.5. The Vikings are look for Kirk. They got a whole situation going on. Jefferson is out, and no reason for him to come back to a 2-4 team, much less if they go 2-5 after this. Cousins is a weird guy, always has been, never liked him. He doesn't want to get traded, but he doesn't want to perform. I think the Niners win -7.5. And I think this starts, you're going to hear a lot of shit coming out of Minnesota after this game. Those are the picks for week 7 already of the NFL season. If you bet with me all year, you've won. The numbers don't lie. That's about it. Victor, what do you have? Anything you want to discuss quickly before we sign off and prepare for the next program on this fine channel?
What do you think of Vikings pussy, Vikings tail? So there's obviously the Pats. The Jets, I think, have a lot of hot girls. The Steelers, girls show up for that. Raiders, if you like trashy girls, they show up there. Where are we with the Vikings girls? Because I have a personal opinion. I think that there's some good Aryan pussy out there.
They are Aryan. I do think April Imholt is attractive. She's a Vikings fan. I haven't seen enough of a sample of Minnesota women, although I tend to feel like they're large country-fed girls. I would think more, you know, I think more, I don't know, all these guys, maybe, I don't know, San Francisco girls are trapped. Maybe Miami chicks, spicy Latinas.
Yeah, they're Instagram models now. Yeah. I think my personal opinion is that the Vikings girls are Minneapolis, right? They're kind of hot. Or no. I'm sorry.
Minnesota.
Oh no, those are big fat hogs. I'm sorry.
They're big fat hogs. So are Indianapolis people.
I'm going to shut the fuck up then.
Although I did, when I went to Minnesota for work a few years ago, it was during the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight, if you remember that, sure. The first one there. And I did hook up with a girl, shout out Kelly, I believe her name was Kelly Distad, go find her, tell her I'm looking for her. Yeah, slept at her house, made out with her, that was cool, and she was a pretty attractive lady. She looked like a much younger version of my manager, Kelly. Much, much younger, obviously, because Kelly's very, very old.
Her ass doesn't look old.
Her ass doesn't look old. I'll make it look old when I'm done with it.
What are you going to do, put fucking dimples in it or some shit?
I'm going to fucking ravage it. Anyway, I think that's our program, Victor.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. It was actually kind of fun as opposed to regular when you guys shit on me all the time.
Well, that's because nobody else is here, and I thought I shit on you a decent amount.
You are nice to me when nobody's around.
Very nice. Oh, I was just talking to my buddy who'll be on the next show about our West trip earlier this year. I forgot it was still this same year. Seems like a lifetime ago. Oh, yeah, I was telling about all the sexy things we did in that hot tub with those dykes. Anyway, looks like Victor froze again. This is a good place to end. All right, Bex Rock, 1v1, me, you, pussy. Let's do it. I'll fucking tear that pussy up. Ask Kelly if you want a cock pic. Cock pics are out there. I'll send you one. You send me a pic, I'll send you a pic back. That's how it works. Barter, like the old days. Victor sucking a dick. All right, folks. Ski Mask Collective coming up in a matter of moments. We'll have Dalton Pruitt on. I will have my buddy Nick live in the cabin. Maybe we'll touch each other. So stay tuned to Ski Mask Media coming up in a matter of moments. Thank you, Victor. I'm sure you'll be on again before the end of the year.
Probably.
Have a nice weekend, everyone. Enjoy the football. Count all the votes. And never forget to build that wall.